I've asked y'all 5 times what your travel plans are, and I still don't know. I don't know when you're going. People ask me, when's Roger going?
I'm
going to tell you right now, on the street, the buzz is about you. He is...
Yes,
what a look.
I'm here now.
What a look.
I'm back.
No, I was waiting until you got in here. The buzz is about Roger on the street now. You and I are over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's on the street. When are you going to get rid of him? He didn't live in a project, all that stuff. He's made up his whole deal. He's really a rich kid. According to Zillow.com, a lot of these polls are out, they recently asked who they would most like to live next door to in 2011.
You know, see, all that stuff, I just never really get into. I just don't know who I'd pick.
Most desirable, according to this, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock looks like Savannah, the porn star, in that movie.
Yes.
And that's why I can
I like
never.
Her.
Oh, yeah.
In that movie, she looks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Savannah?
Mm-mm.
Savannah's like.
There's been several Savannahs, I think.
Well, no, this is the new one. the one that doesn't have retreads.
Hey, if you want, I'll go ahead and bring my portable DVD player that I won at the Signal Media Christmas party.
Now, you're not going to be here tomorrow.
No, I'm going. I'll be leaving. We'll be listening to the show. If you want me to, I will do the show on the road.
No,
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm picking up Pat probably about 6:30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Andrea's bringing up lasagna tomorrow.
So what time do I need to call you? Still 5:30?
I'm going to give you a day off. Roger's so nice to call and wake me up.
Well, until you tell me no, Tommy's hadn't said anything.
He used to call me all the time, wake me up.
Well, but you don't need it anymore.
No.
Yeah, you don't need it.
No, well, I'm in a state of mind where I can wake up on my own.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. David, on the other hand, he falls asleep because he's scared of the boogeyman with all the lights on.
Same thing last
night.
Every TV on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Sandra Bullock?
Oh, no.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this the buzz?
This
yes,
is the
is.
Buzz. Is this Barbara Mandrell?
It certainly is.
Oh, my gosh.
Rotate,
holy
back,
cow.
Rotate.
Barbara Mandrell.
Now, is this the buzz in Little Rock?
It is. How did you know? Wow.
I'm doing great. Thank you. Did you have a good Christmas?
Had a great Christmas.
It's even a better New Year now.
Where are you calling from, Barbara?
I'm calling from my home in Nashville. My daughter, Jamie Nicole Dudney, graduated the year after a young man that played football at her high school, James Edwards. And she was a cheerleader, you know, for the football team. So
I guess we have a leader now.
Now wait, where was she a cheerleader?
It was Good Pastor Christian School here in Nashville area in Hendersonville.
Okay.
And is that who had you call, James Edwards?
My daughter called me and told me her, a gentleman that played football in high school that she knew, James Edwards.
Okay, so that's the name we use?
Yes, sir. James Edwards asked Jamie to ask me, and I'm delighted because I certainly watched James play football whenever I was in off the road. So,
well, we watched you sing.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Please tell me your name.
My name's Tommy. This is Roger.
Hi.
And that's David.
Yes.
Hi, Tommy.
Oh my gosh! Do you know what, Barbara Mandrell? I used to listen to you, and when your song. Oh my gosh!
We've been singing in double bass.
No, I'm starstruck now.
I was country.
That's it. Because I was driving my 1982 Honda Civic to high school and listening to that song, You Were Country, when country wasn't cool. And that made me not worry about turning my radio down as I pulled into the high school and put on freeze frame. I kept you on there.
Is that you talking to me, Tommy?
No, that's Roger.
Tommy would be the one driving around in a Sebring with the top down, listening to Barry Manilow, driving by construction sites. That's how low on the totem pole I am.
Well, let me tell you a quick story. A young lady named Kai Fleming and a young man named Dennis Morgan wrote the song, and they wrote many. The first time they wrote together was for me. It was Sleeping Single in a Double Bed.
Yep.
And then they went on in the next few years to write Crackers and Years and I Wish You Were Here. And one day we were visiting and they asked me, because I grew up in California, I was born in Texas, but we left there when I was about 6, and we moved to Southern California. And I always say I was born in Texas, but moving to Southern California stunted my growth. That's why I'm so short. But anyway, we were talking and they asked me, was it not difficult to get a start in country music when you were 11? Like, because I was on TV on a show called Town Hall Party every Saturday night on Channel 11
yep.
in Hollywood there. And Anyway, I would come back. It's a live show, and I would come back to school on Mondays, I told them. And in the halls or wherever, I'd hear other little kids say, "Yeehaw, that hillbilly music," you know, and give me a hard time. And anyway, I told them lots of stories of that nature, and I said it was a real blessing years later when some of these same kids would show up waiting in long lines for autograph or something.
Yeah.
You know, I said it just, what goes around comes around, you know? It was wonderful. So
Did you at any point go, na, 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 na?
No, no, maybe way down deep inside. but anyway, I told Ty and Dennis about all this, and I do not remember if it was within 24 hours or 48 hours, but it was no more than 2 days. They said, "We have a song we wrote for you."
Wow.
And that's where that came from. So it literally, to me, was absolutely the story of my life.
Wow.
You know?
That with Barbara, peanuts in your Coke, and then George Jones coming out on that
thing? This is David, and I have to ask you a very important question. Are you single or are you married right now? If you are married, do you have a single daughter that I need to meet?
I've been married for 42 years.
Oh, you're kidding. Right. Wow.
She just celebrated
nice.
Her birthday on Christmas Day.
We married 10 days before I graduated from high school because we wanted to live together as man and wife for 2 weeks before I left for Vietnam to entertain.
Wow.
42 years.
I don't care what you do for a living. But in show business, 42
years? Yeah, Barbara, I struggled to date for 42 days, so that's very impressive. By the way,
God hasn't sent you the right one.
That's exactly, thank you, Barbara. And I was looking here at some notes on you. I didn't realize, as a 13-year-old, guys, listen to this, she toured with Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, and George Jones.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it was actually Johnny Cash's package show, and he had his guests on there, Patsy Cline and George Jones, and Don Gibson, and I was very pleased that after the first night, because George Jones followed me, and I was a kid, come on, I was 13, and I played steel guitar and saxophone and
how about
all that,
that. That's
and
awesome.
Left to a wonderful response from the audience, and George, with one of the best there ever was, but Johnny Cash's group with Luther and all of them, Marshall, you know,
but
it still had no steel guitar, and so he asked me, after the first night, if he were to give me a list of songs and keys and he were to do his opening number, if he then brought me back out, would I play steel for him? And so I did. So my claims to fame, I played steel guitar for George Jones. I also danced with James Brown twice, and I danced with Lawrence Welk, and I played dobro. The only time you'll hear Bill Monroe with dobro on his record was me. And
you're a Hall of Famer. There's no question.
No doubt. No doubt.
But I mean, these great names, how blessed I was that God let me get started as a child, because so many, many of those people that helped me and taught me well, you know, they're gone, and it was a blessing. And I wanted to tell you, yes, I do have a single daughter.
Well,
all right. What is her name?
Barbara, we're up against a heartbreak. Hang on just a second.
You bet.
We'll be right with you. We'll be right with you.